talking to you about how much damage occurred after the Haiti earthquake. This earthquake had a magnitude of 7.0, so it must have done a good amount of damage to Haitians that were living in the area that was hit. The earthquake did a lot of damage near the town of Vivien, which was 25 kilometers west of Port-au-Prince. They had to pull people out of the ground, and the worst part was they were poor, and so when they got hit, they didn't have the money to recover, so the U.S. was kind enough to help the people who needed our help.
I'm going to be talking to you about how many people died in the Haiti earthquake. It is estimated that a total of 316,000 died in the earthquake, then left a total of 300,000 injured. Then, the earthquake also left 1 million homeless and 30,000 commercial buildings collapsed, and many damaged. Then, about 250,000 Haitians lost their home to the earthquake, and most of the homes had children and families in them, and most of them were hurt severely.
I will be talking to you about health. Even before the 2010 earthquake, health in Haiti was poor. Only 40% of the children have access to health care, and the hospitals have limited information. About 30,000 people in Haiti suffer from malaria every year. The water contains diseases that people suffer from every year.
Rebuilding and recovering. After the earthquake and aftershocks in Haiti, lives were lost and buildings were tumbled down and destroyed. Volunteers rushed down to Haiti and are in the process of rebuilding churches, schools, and homes. Many organizations have sped to Haiti to help rebuild and donate. There's even a song written about how much Haiti needs us. The song is We Are the World. Many artists sang a part in the song. Everyone is now trying to speak out about how we need to help. Please think about donating or even going down to Haiti to help rebuild. Thank you for listening. What exactly is Haiti dealing with? In 2010, Haiti was hit with an earthquake measuring 7.0. On January 12th, everyone was devastated. By January 14th, they were hit with 52 aftershocks measuring 4.5. 316,000 people died, 300,000 injured, and 1 million homeless. The earthquake was in Luguena, 25 kilometers west of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Their conditions are devastating, some living on the streets with no blankets and no shelter at all. Others have managed to build a shelter with sticks and blankets that they have saved from the earthquake. Although most of the people of Haiti are depressed and lonely, they still make an effort to go to church. They sing and pray to God. Many volunteers went to help and rebuild the destroyed buildings, houses, schools, and churches. We wish the best for our friends down in Haiti.